Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Wednesday, 17th January 1917, a new secondary school was opened in Barbados and accepted its first students in St. John on the grounds of Society Plantation next to the Holy Cross Chapel, an offshoot of Codrington College. That school was called Codrington High School, and its story is an early 20th century minor miracle. It became a beacon of light in the eastern section of the island that shone brightly for over 80 years. Codrington High School came into being after 13 years of persistent lobbying of the authorities for a school in the eastern parishes to complement the Alexandra School. It was a thoroughly ecclesiastical school, as it was an old Anglican project from plan to completion. It was established on Codrington College property and taught Anglican concepts. The building was provided at the expense of Reverend Arthur Anstey, later Bishop of Trinidad, then principal of the college itself. It was designed and built by two theological students, while the desks were built by the late master cabinet maker Charles Leslie Codrington and the first committee chairman, Reverend Clark Hunt. The school was declared officially opened by the governor, Sir Leslie Probyn, and the ceremony was attended by the entire diocese of provincial bishops who were in Barbados for the consecration of Bishop Berkeley, the chief agitator for the founding of the school. Codrington High School was originally intended to be a government grant-aided school like Alexandra, but this was never achieved. Thus, the struggle for survival succeeded through a combination of charitable gifts and its reputation as a boarding school. It offered education for girls from ages 8 to 18, and from the beginning was a residential school accommodating over 200 girls from British Guiana, Trinidad, Venezuela, and across the region. After the 1930s, it attracted girls from Britain, Europe, and in North America. Although the school did not gain government grants, it quickly developed the reputation as the Queen's College of the East. The first headmistress was a distinguished Barbadian and Cambridge scholar, Miss Jessie Winter, and the teaching staff were well-educated British ladies. The high school produced several outstanding graduates in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. For example, the school produced Florence Daish, who became a member of the Federal Parliament, Iris Branch, later Banoki, creator of Andromeda Gardens, and brilliant Roach Sisters of Three Houses Plantation, who proceeded to Queen's College Sixth Form and won Barbados scholarships, Francis in 1966 and Wendy in 1968. Francis, Dr. Francis Chandler, became a senator, a world-renowned agronomist and author. Wendy devoted herself to her family farm. After a brief closure in 2001, it reopened in 2002 as Codrington School, now as a co-educational institution providing a baccalaureate program for persons catering for pupils from nursery to sub-university levels. It was established on this day, 17th January 1917.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.